All right, ready to dive deep. We're getting into the world of beards today, like really getting into it. You know, the history, the styles, all that.
It's surprisingly complex.
Right. I mean, you think it's just hair on your face, but there's a whole lot more to it.
Oh, absolutely. It's like a whole history of masculinity, trends, you name it.
Exactly. So we're using this Bearded Colonel article, 28 beard styles for men. But like I said, it goes way deeper than just a list.
Yeah, they get into the history, the psychology, even celebrity examples, which are always fun.
Totally. So like say you're thinking about changing up your look, or maybe you just want to know what your beard says about you.
Or maybe you're just along for the ride.
Yeah. So one of the things that really struck me was how much beards are tied to like what's going on in society at the time.
Oh, huge. It's not just a personal choice, it's a reflection of cultural norms, expectations, all that.
Okay, so give me an example, like what?
Well, think about the clean-shaven look, right? Totally standard today, especially in certain
Yeah,
professions.
job interview. Got to be clean shaven.
Exactly. But did you know that before the 1920s, being clean-shaven was actually kind of rebellious?
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, it was seen as conforming, especially in the military. Growing a beard was like this act of defiance.
Never would have thought of it that way.
It really shows you how much meaning we attach to something as simple as facial hair.
So are we saying that guys like Zac Efron, always clean shaven, are like secretly rebels?
Maybe. Or
Yeah.
maybe they just have a good dermatologist. Who knows?
Fair enough. But okay, let's get into the article because
Yeah.
they start off with everyone's favorite stubble.
And it's not just because it's easy. There's actual science behind why people find it attractive.
Wait, really? Tell me more.
Yeah, studies have shown that stubble, like that short beard phase, it's considered the most attractive length.
Interesting. I wonder what it is.
It's that rugged, effortless thing, the Jason Statham effect, you know?
Speaking of Statham, the article actually mentions him and George Clooney, like stubble icons.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
But even stubble, it's not just one look. You've got short stubble, medium, even heavy stubble for that. I haven't decided what to do with this yet.
I think,
Look.
let's be honest, is most of us some weeks, right?
Totally. But the point is, even with something low maintenance like stubble, you can still tailor it to the image you want.
Right, like a little trim here and there makes a difference.
Exactly. Okay. But if we're moving past the stubble phase and we want a bit more, definition, then we're getting into short beard territory.
Okay, so what are we talking? Give me some examples.
The corporate beard, for one, the short boxed beard, faded beard, even the good old scruffy beard.
All right, let's unpack these. Corporate beard sounds very Wall Street.
Pretty much. It's that balance, like stylish, but still professional.
I take my job seriously, but I also have a life outside of work beard.
Exactly. It's about confidence, capability, which, let's face it, matters in a lot of careers. And the good thing is you can adapt it to different face shapes, hair types.
Not one size fits all.
Right. Now, the short box beard, that's a bit more modern, I'd say.
More daring.
Could be, especially if you go for sharp lines, angles, really suits guys with square or oval faces.
I imagine this one takes some skill with a beard trimmer.
Definitely not a morning rush kind of style, or maybe it is if you're really good, but then you've got the faded beard, all about that gradual taper, sideburns down to the chin.
Very deliberate, very on trend.
It is, and takes more upkeep, but when it's done well, super sharp. And then, of course, for a more relaxed feel, we've got the scruffy beard.
Okay, tell me about the scruffy beard. I feel like there's a fine line between scruffy and just, well, messy.
True. It's all about embracing the natural look. Like you just rolled out of bed looking effortlessly cool.
Low maintenance, easy. Sounds good to me.
Right. And it's surprisingly flattering on different face shapes. Now, for anyone listening who's thinking, but what about if I can't grow a full beard? Now, don't worry, we're getting there. But first, we have to talk about the goatee.
Oh, the goatee. That one has a story, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. A long one. And a surprisingly controversial one, too.
Controverting. I mean, the whole evil villain thing, because I've never quite understood that.
It's funny you mention that. It's really more of a pop culture thing, but there's actually some interesting psychology behind why people might perceive the goatee that way.
Okay, you're gonna have to explain this one.
It's all about shape. The goatee, with that downward pointing triangle, it kind of gets subconsciously linked to negative stuff. Anger, aggression, you get the idea.
So you're saying it's not my fault if I get a little suspicious when I see a goatee. It's just my caveman brain freaking out.
Well, let's not oversimplify it. There are tons of awesome goatee wearers out there. It's about context, how you style it, your overall vibe.
True, true. I mean, look at Bryan Cranston in Breaking Bad. Iconic goatee, but he
Yeah.
totally owned it.
Exactly. And the article even calls him out, goatee icon.
See? Proof that any beard can be cool if you wear it right. But speaking of vibes, the article also mentions all these goatee variations: circle beard, royale, anchor, it's a whole thing.
Oh, yeah, surprisingly versatile. The circle beard, that's a classic. More connected, you don't get that gap some goatees have between the mustache and chin.
Very intentional, very, I'm here for
Yeah,
business.
and then there's the royale with that little point of hair extending down. Distinguished.
Very French philosopher, am I right?
Totally. And of course, the anchor, named for the shape, obviously. This one's got some history, actually. Goes back to the Royal Navy in the 1800s.
Sailors and their beards, it's a tale as old as time. But before we set sail on longer beard styles, what about the Van Dyke? That's kind of its own thing, right?
Ugh, the Van Dyke, a true classic. Named after, you guessed it, Anthony Van Dyke, the painter. 17th century rocking that facial hair. Basically, it's a goatee, but the mustache is disconnected, and you often have the soul patch underneath the lip.
Soul patch. Haven't heard that one in a while. It's very early 2000s.
Comes and goes, you know how trends are. But done well, it can be cool, kind of retro.
So, another option for our listeners to consider, especially if they're into the historical aspect.
Speaking of historical, have you noticed how certain beard styles, they just cycle back around? It's
Oh,
fascinating.
totally. Mustaches, big in the 70s and 80s, then gone, now they're back.
Exactly. And it makes you think, what is it about these trends? What are they reflecting? But anyway, speaking of trends, we got to talk about the Balbo. That one's been everywhere lately.
Pablo, remind me what that one is again.
Think Robert Downey Jr., his usual look. Floating goatee, neatly trimmed mustache.
Oh, right. Yeah, suits him. Very playful.
It's a good look, versatile.
Yeah.
Works if you want something bolder than a goatee, but not quite ready for the full beard commitment.
The gateway, if you will.
Exactly. And speaking of full beards, that's where things get really interesting. Garibaldi's, hipster beards, even the Viking beard, the big one.
Can't have a beard conversation without mentioning the Viking beard. Ultimate beard dominance.
It's a statement for sure. And historically, Vikings, they saw their beards as like symbols of strength, masculinity, even social status.
Makes you wonder what they'd think of beard oil and conditioners.
Yeah.
Modern Vikings' secret weapon.
Right. But it's amazing how those styles, even though they're ancient, they still feel relevant. There's something timeless about them, you know? Masculinity, self-expression.
Totally. But let's be real. Growing a beard like that takes dedication. Didn't the article say something like 6 months for a full Viking beard?
It's a marathon, not a sprint. But when you see the results, it can be pretty impressive. And it's not just the length, it's the care.
Right, you don't just let it go wild. What goes into maintaining something like that?
Well, beard oil, for one, keeps it soft, hydrated, which is key for avoiding itchiness. Beard ruff, nobody wants that.
Beardruff, the silent killer.
Exactly. Then there's trimming, shaping. Even with a longer beard, you've got to keep it tidy. Plus, regular trims actually encourage growth, so it's a win-win.
It's an art form, basically.
Pretty much. And hey, if you like the Viking vibe but aren't ready for that commitment, there are other long beard options.
Like the Garibaldi you mentioned earlier.
Right. Named after, wait for it, Giuseppe Garibaldi, the Italian general. This one's a bit more manageable, full, rounded beard, trimmed mustache. It's all about that natural fullness, but with some shape to it.
Perfect for someone who wants the length, but not the full lumberjack look.
Speaking of lumberjacks, that whole full, bushy lumberjack beard has also been super trendy, very rugged, masculine.
It's funny how beards can reflect those bigger trends. Like the lumberjack thing, it's almost like this yearning for, I don't know, rugged individualism, connection to nature.
Totally. It's like a rejection of that overly polished look that was popular a few years ago. More authentic, you know?
Like I chop wood, build my own furniture, or at least I own a flannel shirt.
Exactly. And honestly, there is something undeniably cool about a well-maintained long beard. Thanks, confidence.
Confidence, and probably a good beard brush.
Absolutely. Speaking of iconic facial hair, though, we can't forget the mustache. From the classic chevron to the, let's say, adventurous handlebar, there's something for everyone.
Mustaches. I don't know. They require some finesse, right?
Yeah.
Like one wrong move and you're straight out of a 70s movie.
You're not wrong, but when you get it right, a mustache.
Yeah.
Super stylish. All about finding the right one for you, though. Face shape, personality.
Okay, so how do we even navigate this? Chevron, handlebar, horseshoe. It's a lot.
Let's start classic. Chevron, the Tom Selleck, Magnum PI, that effortless cool, you
Just
know?
iconic, like, yeah, I woke up like this, looking this good.
Exactly. And it goes with so many different looks, from rugged to put together. Now, the handlebar, that's a different story. That one takes
The
dedication.
curled ends feels very like hipster, ironic mustache these days.
Maybe, but it's also got that history. Wyatt Earp, Teddy Roosevelt, those guys own the handlebar. It's a statement. He says, yeah, I'm going to stand out.
You need the right wax too, right, to get that curl.
Oh, absolutely. Mustache wax is key. And some practice. Patience. Probably going to drop some wax along the way too.
It's a journey. Mm. Speaking of journeys, the horseshoe. That one's next level.
The Hulk Hogan. Not for everyone, that's for sure. Bold, in your face, takes a certain kind of confidence.
Peak 80s energy.
Definitely has that vibe. But even horseshoe, it's all in how you wear it. Could be playful, ironic, even, dare I say, sophisticated.
Whatever you do, own it. That's the key takeaway here, right? It's about confidence, whatever beard you're rocking.
Yeah.
But let's talk about something I think is on a lot of guys' minds. What if you can't grow the full thick beard?
The patchy beard dilemma. But here's the good news. Patchy beards, they're in the out.
Wait, really? It's not something to be, like, hidden anymore.
Not at all. Some of those stylish guys out there rocking the patchy beard. Chris Pratt, for one, just adds to that rugged charm.
It's like, yeah, this is me. My beard does its own thing. We're cool with it.
Exactly. And there are ways to style it, make it look even better. Good barber can work wonders.
So if you're listening and you've been struggling with the patchiness, don't sweat it. It's you.
Part of what makes you unique. And at the end of the day, that's what matters. Feeling good, comfortable in your own skin. Beard or no beard.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So, to everyone listening, on their own beard journey, experiment, have fun, try something new. Who knows? You might just find your signature look.
And remember, a good beard, it's like a good book, full of surprises.
Love it. And on that note, we'll leave you with this. What does your ideal beard style say about you? Think about it. Till next time, happy bearding.